When Hurricane Sandy struck the New York City area in 2012, thousands of people were stranded without vital services like electricity and transportation as repair crews struggled to get systems back up and running. Every day, malicious hackers threaten a similar disaster as they probe the computers that control those systems. Concern over such threats, as well as criminal intrusions, brought representatives from government and the private sector together at the Chertoff Group's Cybersecurity Conference. A particular concern here in Houston is the threat to energy systems. Former U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff is executive chairman of the sponsoring organization.
Well, so we have found malicious code, malware, on energy systems. Whether that was there to steal information or to do reconnaissance for attacks is more a matter of speculation. Saudi Aramco was attacked, and that's an energy company. It didn't succeed in knocking them offline, but it certainly indicated that energy companies were a target for this.
Chertoff says there will likely be more threats to energy industry control systems by terrorists and some hostile foreign governments. Stuart McClure, CEO of Silence, says his company's software protects clients from most threats, but Silence itself is often a target of sophisticated intrusions.
And the only ones that can do that effectively are very large nation states with big budgets, a lot of people, a lot of eyeballs to take a look at what we've done and try and bypass us.
Experts say that technology offers only part of the solution and that constant vigilance is needed to maintain cybersecurity. Companies provide security training to warn against such common breaches as plugging an unverified USB thumb drive into a network computer. The CEO of cybersecurity firm SS8 Inc., Faisal Lakhani, says the human factor is important because technological solutions tend to be too restrictive.
Our economy and the internet is based on this interconnected model, the ability to communicate broadly, to share ideas. And when you restrict that through a technology solutions, you fundamentally take away that inherent advantage that we've had here in America.
Lakhani says humans in any organization will make mistakes that allow cyber intrusions, and he says companies need to accept that reality and develop methods of identifying and counteracting threats. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.